Welcome, everyone. My name is Ajoy Krishnamurthy. I'm with Patents and Practices here at Microsoft. Today, I'm joined by Francis and Mike, who happen to work in the SharePoint guidance, the guidance work that we just recently released from Patents and Practices. With that, Francis, why don't you introduce yourself?
Thanks. I'm Francis Chung. I'm a developer with PNP, and I was a dev lead on the SharePoint guidance project.
Okay. Well, welcome, Francis. Mike?
And I'm Mike Corey. I'm from Avanade. Company, a services integrator that's owned by Microsoft and Accenture, and I helped out with the design and the architecture of this project, and excited to be a part of it.
Perfect. So tell us a little bit about, maybe Francis, you could kick us off here.
Sure.
What is the SharePoint guidance all about? I understand this was released recently, about November of last year.
Right.
So tell us a little bit more about what does this guidance encompass?
Sure. The guidance is really for intranet developers, kind of small solutions that you really just need to kick off SharePoint project. It deals with ALM, it deals with unit testing. We've got some patterns in there. Are we missing anything?
Yeah. I mean, kind of the primary driver for this project was really to figure out what are the basic core building blocks that you might encounter on every single SharePoint project you might hit. So not some of the more advanced topics, but all the sort of the underlying
right.
foundational stuff that you might see 90% of the time.
Right.
Great.
Just how to
so
get up and deploy your first
exactly.
SharePoint application.
Perfect. I think there was a huge need for guidance such as this. So Francis, you mentioned about patterns. Why patterns? Because we're from Patterns and Practices. We gotta have patterns in all the guidance.
Gotta have patterns. Absolutely. Yeah. When we talk about patterns, let's actually talk first about the problems they solve. What a pattern is really just a common solution to a commonly solved problem. You know, what we've done is we've taken a look at a lot of the patterns that have been out there, and we know them. And what we try to do is we try not to find a fit for them. What we try to do is take a look at the problem that we have and see what is appropriate. So it's the hammer nail thing. You know, we try.
Yeah, I think it was interesting that I don't even think we introduced patterns into our project. About halfway through the dev cycle when we really started going back and thinking about refactoring and deciding, okay, we got a lot of duplicates here and here, but what can we do to make this
right.
common, right?
So how does it happen? Does the pattern light bulb go off all of a sudden? I mean, how do you...
Well, it came from a problem again, and it wasn't necessarily a repository. Sometimes we would have to figure out what was the appropriate solution for this. I'd have to do some research, but a lot of times they just fall out. It was
gotcha.
Pretty obvious what... Mm-hmm. solution.
Gotcha. Talk to me about some of the problems that you had actually identified as good candidates and looked at some of the patterns that are already documented and whatnot.
Okay. Well, one problem I saw was that whenever you had user interfaces, you've got ASPX pages, the code behind is a great place to put code, right? Oftentimes, business logic finds its way in there and all of a sudden you've got code behind pages that are packed full of business logic.
And that's a good use of spaghetti pattern.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah. The button-click
pattern.
Handler has everything, yeah. everything in all in one method, right? Mm-hmm. And that was a problem in that the view, as I see it, the user interface code shouldn't have as much knowledge of the back-end services, But oftentimes it did. You saw a lot of that business logic in the user interface code. So what I'd rather have is that a little bit cleaner.
I see. Yeah. Perfect. All right. Mike, anything else you want to add to that?
I think the other big driver we were looking at was we knew we had to unit test our reference implementation. Mm-hmm. And so we were trying to look at ways and, anyone who's done SharePoint development can find that, unit testing can be pretty challenging. And so some of our patterns were driven from a need of what can we do to make this thing as testable as possible and kind of help us not spend tons of time writing test code. So there were some motivations.
Perfect.
Right. And another one we ran into was that we had a lot of lists in our application, and we found that...
There can't be a SharePoint project without lists, can
yeah,
there be?
It's very often, yeah. Very often you find content stored in lists. And we found that storing things in lists meant that we had list access code everywhere, and all of our code behind all of our business logic code that dealt with lists, we saw the same type of code, same type of... access code, typically camel or a whole bunch of field goods everywhere, and it was hard to manage that, and for new developers, they had to figure out how all this stuff glued together.
You mentioned camel. What's camel?
Well, think of a desert, and camel's the...
One hump or two.
Right, well, two. collaborative markup language. Gotcha. It's a special sort of XML-based language in SharePoint that kind of helps you. Query lists. It can be a little hard to work with, but it's really, really fast. And so there's a lot of goodness to it, but it's nice to maybe shield developers from those camel queries when necessary, and you get someone who's really smart at writing efficient camel queries, and you know, so that you're not duplicating this logic all over the place. You rename a list, and now you need to update 12 different files with camel queries.
Yeah. Okay.
And another thing we ran into was a lot of coupling of your code.
Yeah.
You know, again, with the unit testing, we found that when you write a piece of business logic and it's dependent upon a whole bunch of services, there are certain issues with that. You know, if you want to upgrade or if you want to test, it's hard to do those things when you're really tightly coupled.
Right. I'm assuming patterns is the solution to all of those problems. So tell me about the patterns that that actually we documented in this guidance.
Well, we've got a couple. We actually have three. MVP, Model View Presenter. We've got the repository pattern and the service locator pattern.
Perfect. So I'm assuming we could the viewers could actually read more about this guidance and the patterns, the usage of the patterns, so to say. And how do we apply the patterns to the problems that you talked about at our guidance? Any URL pointers?
Right. If you just go to Microsoft.com/SPG, SharePoint guidance, /SPG, and we'll have everything documented up there.
Perfect. And I'm looking forward to doing another video with you on the details of the patterns. What are those and how we applied them in the SharePoint guidance.
Yeah.
Thank you both for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
That brings to the end of this video. Enjoy.